66 in Kalamazoo. It is 4:07. The Jeremy Lawrence Show, hour number two, and this portion of the program brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house, which happens conveniently every Saturday from 10 until 2. Glad that you've been along for the ride. We've had an awful lot of fun talking about whatever label you want to put on that, the Detroit bailout, the Detroit hand up, hand out, hand over, whatever it is that you want to talk about.
Bargain.
Bargain, yeah. I guess grand bargain is the thing that I've heard bandied about as well. But we had some fun talking about that. I'm going to be talking about some other things here in just a minute. Just a note that some listeners brought to our attention at the beginning of the program, that it was on this date 34 years ago, right here in Kalamazoo. In fact, in just under a minute or so, it's right down to the moment that the, I don't want to call it famous, because tornadoes are not exactly something you want to sit there and go, wow, that was famous.
Infamous. Then.
Infamous. There you go. There, the 1980 Kalamazoo tornado, the one that ripped right through the downtown area. That was the one that took place 34 years ago on this day at this very hour. So we note that and mark that and say, well, we're thankful it's not happening today, definitely. So we do have some other things we wanted to dig into a little bit later. If we get the time to chat about it, we do intend on talking a little bit about whether or not you trust state government, because there's been a Gallup poll about that. And we want to dig into that and find out just what you think about that, because they've run the numbers on Michigan. And they're either good or bad, depending on what business you're in, I guess. Before we do move on, we are going to be talking about minimum wage and some interesting things surrounding that. Before we do that, though, we're going to take a time out for traffic and head to Michael.
Yes, got a traffic tip in from a listener and a texter here about the same traffic incident. There is a car motorcycle accident on West Main, just east of Howard Street. Traffic is backed up in both directions, and an ambulance is on the scene.
Okay, so that'll be slow going definitely through mm-hmm. that area. All right, minimum wage. It has been on the mind of an awful lot of people, and we've talked about it several times right here on the program as well. And here to talk about it today and maybe give us just a little bit of a tidbit of some news is State Representative Margaret O'Brien joining us today. Welcome back to the program. Glad you're with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so as I understand it, you've done something in the House with this then?
Yes. Currently, the Senate has two different proposals on the minimum wage in their chamber. And when discussing this with people back in our community, talking to families and what are their concerns, I thought we really needed to have a serious discussion in the House of Representatives as well. So today I introduced a bill about the minimum wage.
Okay. Can you give us some details about what that bill contains?
It's House Bill 5579, and there's three basic components. First, it would raise the current minimum wage from $7.40 to $8.15. It would increase the tipped minimum wage from $2.65 to $2.75. And then it would introduce a youth minimum wage, keeping that at $7.40. This is the component I think was really missing from the Senate proposals. I've got two teenage kids, and when I've talked to our local store owners, restaurant owners, people who tend to be entry wage level jobs for kids. And it seems like that when you talk about increasing the minimum wage, they're the first ones who are going to go, and they need to be able to have work experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, how is it that you come about being able to do that? I mean, is it cut off at a certain age, or how is that? How does it work?
People younger than 21 would have a minimum wage of $7.40. But the most important thing to understand is that nobody here suggests that families should be supported off a minimum wage job. Rather, a minimum wage job is supposed to be an entry-level point for somebody who has no previous experience or doesn't have the skills to get into one of those high-wage jobs. So in addition to talking about the minimum wage, we also need to talk about vocational and skills training, educational opportunities. When you look at what Kalamazoo Valley Community College offers, they have some amazing programs that some in the general community don't know. I look at my brother, who I won't give his age, but he's in his 40s, and he just graduated KVCC with both a certificate and an associate's degree. And during the time that he got re-educated at KVCC, his income went up substantially because of the skills that he learned. And so we need to remember the minimum wage is meant to be an entry point into the labor market.
Now, we're speaking with State Representative Margaret O'Brien. And Margaret, one of the things that has been brought up by Democrats on this is they look at these different, and basically they were responding to Senate Majority Leader Richard Vile's proposal. They said that it's basically trickery is kind of what they're saying. How would you respond to that sort of thing? Because likely it's going to come your way now that you've introduced this bill.
Well, Senator Richard Vile's bill and my bill are different, and I won't get into the differences. But anybody who is not willing to participate in a discussion about the minimum wage, I'm wondering if they're actually the one doing political gamesmanship. You know, Senator Richard Vile, a little while ago, had said he wasn't sure that he wanted to have a debate on this conversation. And upon communication with some of his constituents and with people that he worked with, he decided he wanted to have a discussion. You know, there should be the embracing of the fact that he wants to have a discussion versus name-calling.
And in terms of getting a discussion started, obviously, I mean, this discussion started, I mean, it's been a good long time, ever since people were advocating for $15 an hour, which I think an awful lot of people would look at and say, well, that's a pretty high number there. But there's also the group talking about 10-10. There's been a lot of comments about that. Why do you feel like that a raise to this 8-15 figure is a better way to go than the 10-10 figure?
Well, first, there's been economic studies done by qualified and respected people who have said Michigan could stand to lose over 100,000 jobs, which would be 100,000 families that would be out of work if we increase the minimum wage to $10.10. We have to remember that, again, minimum wage is meant to be an entry into the job market, not a long-term employment position. And so we need to ensure that we don't set it so high that what we're actually doing is taking everyone out of the labor workforce who doesn't yet have the skills or training that we need for them to have. This is a balance. We have seen inflation. We have seen the cost of gasoline, groceries, everything go up. And I think this is a fair starting point to say we're going to respect that things cost more than what they used to. So let's do a modification of this, and let's really have a healthy debate on what is best for everyone in our state.
Talking with State Representative Margaret O'Brien, one of the things that's been brought up when we've talked about minimum wage, you know, it just seems like this keeps coming up year after year after year. Has there been any thought of indexing the minimum wage so that we don't necessarily have to look at it again?
You know, in my particular legislation, I did not include anything about that. I do welcome the debate on it and look forward to receiving information. I did not incorporate that into my legislation. You know, we got to understand the trickle effect that we have when we do a minimum wage. If we were to go to 10-10, that would be almost 30% increase, or over a 30% increase in the minimum wage. So then you have the high wage earners who say, where's my 30% increase? So everything has an effect going up the ladder, and we need to make sure that we help people move up the ladder through better training, more educational opportunities, and helping them gain the skills and help embrace their talents that they already have to help them move up into those more important positions. Because the minimum wage, again, look at when you were a youth and when I was a kid, I detasseled corn. That's not meant to be a long-term job. That was meant to be an entry job into the market. And that's where I learned just some basic skills about showing up on time and how to work hard.
Well, one thing that doesn't get out there a lot when talking about the minimum wage issue, I mean, I think there's an awful lot of discussion about, well, you can't raise a family on that. And I think we all know that. But one thing that is not discussed is just how few people are really attempting that on a minimum wage job.
You know, when I was growing up, my mother worked a minimum wage job, and it was a struggle. So I've seen firsthand the struggles that people face. But the fact was, her particular talents and skills, there weren't high demand for them. And so it didn't command a big wage. And she started going back to school to try to get new skills and talents in order to be able to move up that economic ladder. That's going to be the safest and best way to help families. Let's get them into jobs where you have to have special talents and skills. Anybody can learn talents and skills. We just got to fit them with the right opportunity. You know, and again, minimum wage, It's meant to be a temporary position, not a permanent position. So if we all of a sudden say we're going to solve the problem by increasing the minimum wage to $10.10, we're really disrespecting the problem. We're not looking at the overall issue, which is we need to help raise people up.
Okay. State Representative Margaret O'Brien, one final question, because I know you just introduced this and that kind of – what's your feel on this bill? Do you think that it'll be able to get some legs and make its way through the process?
Well, I have had some discussions with the bill sponsors in the Senate, and they've appreciated that I'm taking a little bit different stance, especially with concerns for the youth market. When you look at those who are least skilled or have least experience amongst us, those are the ones who are going to lose their jobs. And that's something that the other two pieces of legislation that are currently out there, they don't address. And as a mom, I want my kids to be able to learn those skills and talents. So I expect to be part of the conversation. There's no commitment yet whether or not my bill will get a hearing, but I think you're going to be hearing a lot in Lansing about how can we make minimum wage changes be good for job creation, for Michigan families, and help move our state forward and not lose jobs.
Okay. State Representative Margaret O'Brien, thanks for getting with us as usual, and you're always welcome here on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. We continue ahead. She has introduced a bill in the House talking about this. You heard it here first as we talked about that. Looks like it's an $8.15 an hour minimum wage, but there would be that throttling at the current minimum wage, $7.40, for the younger workers that would be below the age, I think she said 21 was the cutoff for that. So that's kind of what they're looking at there. What do you think about that opportunity? Do you think that might be something that is worth talking about? Do you think what's going on in terms of, you know, Republicans stepping up and saying, okay, well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about taking it to $8.15 an hour. Do you think that that's just political gamesmanship? Or do you think it's a legitimate opportunity to actually have a discussion about this? What's been going on to this point has been this ballot proposal that would take it up to $10.10 an hour. And what you hear from Democrats right now, and I brought that up to Representative O'Brien there, talking about how they say, well, this is really just trickery. This is, you know, this is nothing new. They're just trying to trick people instead of, you know, they're only just listening because they know people want them to listen. Or do you really think that, you know what, now's the time to have this discussion? I'd love to get your input on this as well. 382-4280 is our local number. If you are not in the local area, you can feel free to give us a call at 877-382-4280. You can also text us and get your insights in that way. If you just don't have time to hang out on the phone, you could get with us by calling, or not calling, by texting to 80373. And we'd love to hear from you on that. You know, really, and I've heard this particular idea brought up that, you know, it's just what we're trying to do. We're derailing the will of the voters just simply by bringing this up in the House and Senate. And I don't know. I have an impression on that, and it's something I'm willing to share with you here in just a little bit. But we do have a phone call right now. And it is your show as well. So let's head on over here and chat with Tim in Portage. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I heard what Representative Margaret O'Brien says, and I appreciate what she's saying, but, you know, she's the same kind of Republican that guts education in the state. So how can she say this is entry level and not meant to be long term in the same state where you gut education? So
well,
to me, she speaks
all right
with forked tongue.
All right, Tim, gutting education, if you're going to make that kind of claim, I want you to back it up. So where are you getting that claim?
Well, compared to all other Midwestern states, we're falling behind. We're the least improving Midwestern state in education. We have the highest students per teacher of any Midwestern state. And it's, you know, what they're doing in education is just not working. Going to charter schools and all that is great if you're a business that's in charter schools just trying to make money, but we're just losing ground in education. And then she turns around and says, we don't need to increase the minimum wage. We need we need to train people for better jobs, but it's the same government that's doing the exact opposite. She just speaks with a forked tongue.
If you're saying she's not for raising the minimum wage, then why did she just introduce a bill that would raise the minimum wage?
Well, she's just trying to placate everyone with a little increase and then says we'll do the rest of what's needed with education, but she does nothing for education. So I just think it's a disingenuous approach. I totally agree we need more education, but she's the same person that doesn't do anything about education.
Well,
we need to restore education in our state.
Here's the thing, Tim. I mean, if we're talking about minimum wage, and it is on the minds of people, certainly this ballot initiative is out there that they're trying to get the signatures and all of that. Do you feel like, though, that maybe we ought to have a discussion about this and find out, all right, where's that magic number we can all agree on so we can move forward?
Well, I think it has to be a multifaceted discussion, and it needs to include education. I can accept let's not raise the minimum wage as much, though it does need to be raised, if we're truly going to do something to increase education funding in this state. And the Republicans are simply not willing to do that in this state. So this is just a minimalist move to try to placate, to be able to say we did something about minimum wage.
Tim, you still with us?
Yeah, but it's
okay.
Just not...
It just sounded like you got cut off there.
Yeah.
So
I just don't think you can say let's raise the minimum wage and then say happily we're going to get people in higher paying jobs through education and so forth when the state government, specifically the Republicans, are not committed to education in the state.
Okay,
it's
Tim.
It's just that simple.
Tim, I appreciate your phone call today. Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for taking it.
All right, and we will continue the discussion with you. What do you think about this, and is Tim right about that? Should we be looking at education in the middle of all of this? There's only so much money to go around, so, I don't know. We got to stop spending somewhere, but is that the place to keep the money going? Love to hear your insights on this as we continue. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues. -65 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And this portion of the program brought to you by Bronson Methodist Hospital, named one of America's 100 best hospitals for spine surgery by Health Grades. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com. And we continue on talking about this. Minimum wage has been brought up. And one of the things you hear, as we hear from the people that are putting together this ballot initiative, 10-10, and then they hear something from the Senate, and now the House has stepped up to provide something as well. And really, I think the avenue there, the two efforts in the Senate, this effort that's in the House now, I think the avenue there is to say, let's talk about it. Let's have a discussion. But what you hear from those that are supporting 10-10 is this, well, no, they're derailing the will of voters. They're stepping in the way of, well, if they're hearing from voters, if they are truly representatives and voters are saying, you know what, we want to talk about this, and they go talk about it, how is that derailing the will of voters? I mean, it almost screams to me this idea that it's got to be 10-10, it's got to be 10-10, it's got to be 10-10. It's almost this sense of, well, I'm going to take my ball and go home. It almost has that attitude. And I don't think that attitude is the kind that you want if you're going to have a true debate of the issue itself, to be able to come along and say, well, it's got to be the way that we want it, and that's that. And that's the thing that we have seen from people that are standing on the side. Let's face it, Democrats are sitting here, and they're coming along and saying, oh, this is just, it's just, this whole thing, it's trickery. It's trickery, and then Republicans are only interested in listening to the voice of people when it's politically convenient for them. Okay. But then there's the other side of this that, well, it's got to be this and nothing else. And we've heard that from the president. We have heard it from other Democrats. And I think it's shameful to be able to say, nope, it's got to be 10-10 and that's it. I think there needs to be a discussion. And I think what you're seeing here from Republicans is saying, all right, let's talk about it. How about this? And then we can find that middle ground where we're all happy and we go, okay, all right, if we do this, then we're not going to have so much of the whole jobs lost because of this. We're not going to have, you know, people that are in the restaurant business going, gosh, I can't afford it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, it's that young employee. You know, go into any McDonald's and just take a quick look around. Anybody that's wearing the little name tag, by and large, it's young workers. It's people that are just starting out. Now, not everybody. I know that. But by and large, those are the people. And in the restaurant business, that's vital to be able to continue your business the way that it is. So, you know, I'm intrigued by this idea that Representative O'Brien brought up. The idea that, well, all right, well, we need to make that minimum wage for the younger age, have that be a little bit different. And I think it's an interesting idea to talk about because it gives restaurants that flexibility to say, all right, well, with the young workers, we're going to give them this wage. They get to learn about things and that kind of thing. And let's face it, if they end up staying in the business, age 21 rolls around, they're going to end up with a raise. Now, there are others that would say, well, in that kind of a situation, would they not just, when 21 rolls around, okay, you're out the door. Well, and that's one thing you've got to guard against, too. So I think it's worth having the discussion about at this point to be able to say, all right, how can we do this in a way that it works for everybody? How can we do this so that it is not something where it's just like, you know what, it's 10-10 and that's it. And if you don't like it and it causes your business trouble, well, then just close. Because that's kind of the message that you get, that it's got to be 10-10 or nothing. And I don't think that's such a good idea either. I like the idea of the discussion. I like getting into this and digging through and finding out, all right, what's going to be good for the state of Michigan? We'll continue to take your calls on it as we continue ahead. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It is 439, 64 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. The Jeremy Lawrence Show, as we roll ahead, we're talking about the minimum wage. Yes, we are talking about that. There have been several things that have been brought up in the legislature now, and this is the latest in all of this. Of course, you've heard about the ballot initiative, the proposal that would make the minimum wage go up to $10.10 an hour. That's the figure that the president used back when he did his State of the Union address. And it's a figure that, well, this group originally didn't have that. I believe they had 9-10 or something like that. And then they upped it to 10-10 to match the president on it. Well, they've been trying to put together this this ballot proposal and get enough signatures for it. And to top that off, now Republicans are chiming in with different ideas on how to get this done, whether it's 10-10 or otherwise. Republicans are looking at the idea, and there's a couple of different pieces of legislation in the state Senate that would raise it to $8.15 an hour for most workers. And for others, there would be, I think there's different levels for the tipped workers in those particular bills. Well, now, Margaret O'Brien, representative from the Portage area, has added her voice to the mix in the House, offering up a bill that would raise minimum wage for most to $8.15, but there would be a minimum wage for younger people that would come at $7.40. The idea being that that you know, younger people, this is sort of the entry level wage, if you were. And I think, you know, it's interesting that this discussion is happening at this point. Now, I want to continue the discussion right here because, you know, let's face it. You get the opportunity to share, speak your mind here. We all get to hear it, and certainly there are those in government circles that are hearing you right now as we speak. We know that. So you can be a part of the discussion by chiming in at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, or you can text us at 80373 and share your comments and insights that way. Now, Michael, someone called in earlier. They couldn't stick with us, but they did have a comment as well.
Yes, and their comment was, maybe we should raise the minimum wage, but we really need to get people to aspire to make something of themselves.
Okay.
And that's probably they were talking about getting an education, helping themselves out. That way they can get paid more.
Certainly, certainly. And I definitely like where you're going with that. Yeah, I think, you know, minimum wage, it's something we can look at. And I think, you know, to me, the sticking point has always been this idea that got to be 10-10, got to be 10-10. It absolutely can't be anything else but 10-10. And I think at this point, you got to say, well, wait a minute. We got to look at this and say what would work. And then that's the other part of the equation. Having something you aspire to, having something that, you know, you want to be able to be more than just what you're doing, particularly if you're in a minimum wage role. I wouldn't expect you to, okay, well, why don't you raise a family on that? No, that's not going to happen. But I think, you know, I can tell you this. Back when I first started working, I mean, I worked minimum wage jobs. I washed dishes. I ended up cooking food. Yes, I was one of those people that worked in a kitchen somewhere. But you'll note I'm not doing it now. I decided, you know what, I want to be better. I want to be more than what that would afford me. And so I went to college. I went to college and I ended up getting myself a degree. And, you know, here I am 20 plus years later working and doing something for a living that makes more than minimum wage. And I think that's the key, aspiring to be greater and getting. That's a tough one to teach, though. Something you can't do with legislation, certainly not. 382-4280, if you want to be a part of things, 877-382-4280. Heading to the phones right now where we speak with Ray in Kalamazoo. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. So I got a question for you.
Okay.
What's the real minimum wage?
The real minimum wage. Enlighten me.
The real minimum wage is zero. Mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of people will be making if they increase the minimum wage. It's just a simple fact. Employers will lay off, will get rid of employees because they can't afford to pay the minimum wage for a lot of their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll end up making zero. So I guess the question I have is I'd rather have a job at $7 an hour than to have no job that pays $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Economic studies have shown time and time again that you raise the minimum wage and thousands, if not tens of thousands of jobs are lost, mm-hmm. especially among younger people, the working poor, you know, the people who are trying to get on that first rung of the ladder. And that's mm-hmm. what the minimum wage is. I mean,
sure.
it's the first rung of the ladder that people grab onto as they climb up the economic ladder. And if you pull it up a little higher, it's going to be even harder then for people to grab onto it.
Well, do you think, though, I mean, do you think it makes sense that we're at least talking about it at this point and saying, well, all right, we could raise it a little, but at the same time, we can't really take it that high? I mean, do you think that it's worthy of discussion at this point?
Well, I know there are political calculations that have to be made by people in Lansing and Washington that, you know, some politicians, well, it becomes a bidding game. Some politicians say, oh, we've got to raise it way up here, and then mm-hmm. other politicians that don't want to appear insensitive or hard-hearted, so they say, well, okay, well, we'll raise it, but we won't raise it that much. So for political reasons, they offer a, mm-hmm. and I think that's what's going on in Lansing right now with the Republicans proposing an $8 minimum wage while the Democrats are proposing $10.10.
Well, and I think, you know, the difference here is, you know, in years past with these two numbers, there would be a good bit of discussion that would take place. And we might be able to come up with something where, okay, all right, none of us are really happy with it, but here it is. Here's what we've come up with. I think instead what we're seeing at this point is, nope, got to be this. Got to be this and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And that bothers me. I really don't think that that extra step is being done.
Yeah. They have invented a burger flipping robot. I think it's in use in Japan. And, you know, how many of those are going to be sold over here if you raise the minimum wage?
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good question, definitely. Ray, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
And you're welcome to be a part of the program as well. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Or 80373. You know, and I think that's the key. You've got How many, you know, Republicans are saying, well, 815 is where it's got to be. I think you've even had, you know, the candidate for governor on the Democratic side, Mark Schauer, talking about $8. That's kind of been where he's talked about. And then you've got, you know, people like President Obama and others and the people behind this ballot initiative going, 10-10, got to be there. Why is it that we have to do all this posturing and saying, well, they're just being political. Oh, well, they're just being political. Why can't we at this point say, all right, we got some different proposals on the table. Let's sit down and have a discussion.
Nobody wants to do that. They want it their way or it's the highway, as I would say it.
Well, and I know, I mean, this is, it's an election year, and so I'm no idiot. I mean, it's going to be tough to put together a discussion like that. But discussion is important. If we discuss this, if we start hashing it out and saying, all right, what are the things we can do, then we might be able to come up with something where, okay, we're not real happy, they're not real happy, but we've come up with something that at least addresses this. And I think, you know, there's the key that we're kind of missing out on here. Let's go to the phones again. Pat's on the line. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. You know, I've been watching this. I've been around a long time. And my concern is, how do we help these people that have such low wages? And the question comes up, if they're making $8 an hour and you put them up to 10, do they gain anything because other costs of you know, McDonald's and the employer's costs go up, and have they gained anything? They make more money per year, but they're spending more money on the items that they really need.
I think that's one issue of it. But you know, somebody else said it best when they called in, left their comment, said that we need to get people to somehow aspire to be more than just that. Who really wants to flip burgers for the rest of their life? You know.
Certainly. Well, the thing is, a lot of kids start out that way, and I'm old enough to where I made $1.55 an hour. So it's
no, I started the same way, flipping burgers and that kind of thing. I think mine was like 3.25, if I remember. But
yeah, but the, you know, if we put the pressure on the employer to raise the hourly rate, then he's going to raise his prices to everybody, and I'm wondering about the people that just got the raise, whether they have accomplished anything. You know, I'm not saying they shouldn't have it, just that, you know, it's kind of worrisome to me that we need some other answer for this thing other than just, you know, you can't tell the employer don't raise your cost, because, you know, he's going to have to pay him the employees a higher wage. So,
yeah,
anyway,
well,
that's my comment.
Pat, I appreciate that. Thanks for your call today. And, you know, I think that's the one thing in there that you got to look at is, you know, employers, and a lot of this is going to hit small business. They're going to have to raise their costs. You know, they're going to have to be able to fund those things. And it's not just going to be one of these, they just take it out of their profit margin. How many small businesses are making a ton of money right now? You know, there's not going to be a lot of them that are doing that. So you expect that to a certain degree. That's why these things need to come out in a discussion like this. They really do need to, because, you know, otherwise it becomes this moot point when you just say, well, it's got to be this or nothing. And if it ends up becoming that, then you've got a bigger problem on your hands. Let's head to another phone call here. We got Kenny on the line. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine.
That's good. I just was curious. Now, if the minimum wage goes up to 10-10, and just say other businesses, you know, have to raise up their products and stuff, isn't that a pay cut for everybody? Because if you're making way more than 10-10, you're going to be making less because it costs you more stuff to buy. I mean, you know, to buy your materials and stuff, your food and stuff. Is anybody looking at that as like, it's not just the minimum wage people. I know they need to go up. But if it goes up so high and it starts raising all the prices, everybody is affected from that.
Well, and that's the other part of it is they raise the minimum wage. There's going to be a whole section of workers, dare I say a majority, that are not getting a raise out of this thing. They're going to still be making the same amount of money. And then, yeah, costs go up. You're right on the money with that.
I mean, say if you're making $15 an hour and if stuff you've been buying was $10, now it's $13 and it's costing you more, so you... The one who's making 15 actually got a pay cut, basically. That's the way it looks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You make a great point there. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
And we continue to talk about this as well. One thing, though, that Michael has been just, I mean, he's over there waving his arms wildly because we haven't given away the movie tickets yet. So I want to be able to take care of that. We've got movies to see Godzilla. This is the brand new version of it, hitting theaters this Friday, actually, is when this comes out. And I got four tickets to see it on the IMAX screen. So can you imagine that movie on that big of a screen? Wow.
And that big of a Godzilla.
There you go. So these are tickets to go see it at Celebration Crossroads in Portage. A great place to go see a movie and great food and all that stuff. I don't know if we could go over it, but why? You know about it. So here's what you need to do. All right? Because Michael's going to insist that we have a trivia question, a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So he's going to insist on that. You need to be able to answer it. Call in at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 and answer this dumb, stupid, ridiculous question. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Gosh, making me do this.
What NBA head coach has won the most NBA championships?
Okay. Current head coach or all time?
All time.
All time. Okay. All right. So if you've got the answer to that question, give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. We'll continue along, let you know what the answer to that question is and who won these tickets as we move ahead here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Closing segment together here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO, and we asked a question. We asked a question earlier, and it was for tickets. Tickets were on the line for the new Godzilla movie. So if you missed out on that, Michael, what was the question, and then what was the answer?
The question was, what NBA coach has won the most NBA championships all time? And the answer was Phil Jackson.
Aha.
He's won 11 titles, 6 with the Bulls, 5 with the Lakers, and who knows if he'll come back and be the Knicks coach.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
I don't know what his plans are. But and who was it that won the 4 tickets to go see Godzilla on the IMAX screen?
It was Jeff from Kalamazoo.
All right. So Jeff gets, not only does he get a go, but he gets to take 3 of his friends with him to the movie that starts Friday at the Celebration Cinemas Crossroads in Portage. Great place for you to check out a movie. Well, you know, when it comes to the minimum wage, I guess I'll keep an open mind on these efforts that are happening in the House and Senate. I think that's the key, though, is all of this is a place to have a discussion about it. And I think the whole idea of blaming this or pointing at that and saying, well, this is this and this is that, you know what? Let's just have a discussion about it, see where it goes. It's my 2 cents worth. Well, tomorrow, we got Detroit Tiger baseball, so we'll be on just a little bit later, and then we'll be back at it again on Thursday. Make sure that you're with us. Have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.